with the page Shin Yud. It's the halachas of the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim. We're going to start. We can learn it inside. The Rambam says, HaMelech HaMashiach, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Page Shin Yud. HaMelech HaMashiach, Osid Lamed, Ulahachzer Malchus, David Liyoshna. The King Mashiach will get up, bring back the kingship of David HaMelech. It's original rulership. The first thing Mashiach is going to bring back is Malchus based David. That again, there will be kingship. The kingship of David will be back. The Yidden will have once again a king. We're not going to be under the Goyishi kings anymore. And we'll have the power of a Yiddish king. The next thing he's going to do is Ubeina HaMikdash. He's going to build the base HaMikdash. And he'll gather all the Yidden together. Which this means that, being that we're in Golus, so we didn't have the Beis HaMikdash, being that we're in Golus, we didn't have the Shlemus of Am Yisrael. The Shlemus of Am Yisrael we know is Kol Yishvei Olel, when all the Yidden are in Eretz Yisrael. That brings a certain Shlemus. There are certain mitzvahs that can only apply, like Yovel, could only apply when Kol Yishvei Olel, all the Yidden are in Eretz Yisrael. So Mashiach is going to bring back the Shlemus of Am Yisrael by bringing all the Eden together in Eretz Yisrael. And he's going to bring back the Beis HaMikdash. And through this, V'chayzer and Kol HaMishpatim B'yomov, Shayim V'kaydim, all the ruler, all the dinim will come back the way they used to be. Makriv and Karbonis, V'eisim Shmitim V'yevlis, Kachol Mitzvos Namur Batera. That once again we'll be able to bring karbonis, because he's going to build a Beis HaMikdash. And because he's going to gather all the Eden together, we'll be able to do Shemitah and Yovel. And this is what Mashiach is all about. Bringing the Eden and the world to such a state that we'll be able to do all the Torah mitzvahs once again. Then the Rambam starts saying, whoever doesn't believe in him or doesn't know wait for him, he's denying all the Nevi'im, but he's denying the Torah of Mesh Rabbeinu. So the Rambam says, tells us what Mashiach is going to do. And then he says, we have to believe in him, and we have to await for him. These are the two Lashonis of the Rambam. We have to believe in him, and we have to wait for him. And a similar thing we find is, in the Yud Gimel Ikrim, the Lashon of the Rambam is, even though the first thing is ani maimin b'emuna shleima, I believe in Mashiach, leviyas haMashiach. And the next thing is ve'afal pi sheyisma meya im kol zeh achakeli. We await him. These are the two things that the Rambam writes over here, that we have to believe in Mashiach and we have to await for Mashiach. So there's two inyanim. One inyan is that we believe that Mashiach is coming. It's such a concept. Another thing is we're waiting for it. So, we're going to go now to page Chaf Aleph. The Rebbe explains, this was Eis Aleph, and Eis Beis, the Rebbe starts to explain that just like the believing in Mashiach is something constant, a Yid always has to believe in Mashiach. It's one of the Chiyuvim, we have to believe in Mashiach. So it's understood also the inyan of waiting for Mashiach is also a constant concept. The Rambam puts them together, that we're supposed to believe in Mashiach and wait for Mashiach. It's understood that the waiting is also, the Ayid always has this obligation of waiting for Mashiach. So the question is, we know that the Chinuch in his Akdoma brings down, there are six mitzvahs that are constant, that Ayid always has. Always to believe in the Eivishter, Chas Hashem, not to think there's something else besides Hashem. To Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, these are mitzvahs that a Yid always has. And the question is, if the belief in Mashiach, and even waiting for Mashiach, is something that a Yid always has to have, so why is it not listed in the mitzvahs tzmidiyos, the mitzvahs that are constant? It just brings out that the Rebbe is bringing out over here that Mashiach is a mitzvah that we're always supposed to have. It's a constant concept that we're supposed to have, both emuna and mechake and tzipia, waiting for it. Like we say, we say in Shemayin Esrei, that we're actually waiting for Mashiach kol hayim the whole time. So if it's something that we're supposed to have the whole time, why take is it not listed in the mitzvahs that are tzmidis? So the Rebbe brings down over here that we know that Mashiach is not, the Amun and Mashiach is not part of the Tayag mitzvahs. It's not part of the Tayag mitzvahs. And the Chinuch is only listing. So I'm going to read it inside. Page Chof Aleph, on the left hand side, the second paragraph from the top. So if so, why is this concept of believing Mashiach and waiting for Mashiach not listed between the mitzvahs that their obligation is constant every second? Like the Chinuch brings in his Akdome. It's because it's not part of the 613 mitzvahs. Taka, why is it not part of the 613 mitzvahs? Because it's something that only applies in the time of Golus. Once Mashiach comes, we're not going to have the obligation of waiting for Mashiach and believing in Mashiach. So too in the times of David HaMelech, which then we had the Malchus Beis David, there also wasn't that Chiyuv then. So the Chinuch is only listing things, mitzvahs, which are part of the Tayag mitzvahs, and to be part of the Tayag mitzvahs, it has to be something which is always, forever. Something that will stop when Mashiach comes is not forever. The belief in Mashiach and waiting for Mashiach stops when Mashiach comes. And therefore, it's not listed in those six mitzvahs, which are mitzvahs that are chiyuv and tamidis, which are constant even after Mashiach comes. But it brings out that it is one of the mitzvahs that we are always supposed to have with him, is this, that he believes in Mashiach and is waiting for Mashiach.
Maybe waiting for Mashiach, you understand, he's here, what are you going to wait for?
Right.
But to believe in Mashiach, because after he comes also, you have to believe in him. Just like you have to believe in that tzaddik, right? Whatever he says.
So he's saying, after he comes, we'll continue believing that this is Mashiach.
Not only this, he's Mashiach, whatever he presents.
That's a good question.
Mashiach is Megala Likud. We need Mashiach not only for 1 minute. We're going to have Mashiach.
Right.
So he has a job to do.
Right.
He can teach people with the obvious.
Take it.
There's a mitzvah for that. He wants to say, why not? The whole meaning of Mashiach, it's not just for 1 minute to come. There's,
it ends off.
Mashiach is a special thing.
Believe in him and anticipate on, and it ends off. And even if it ends off, seems to be implying that it's that he's not here.
He has a job.
He's saying achaka, he understands. To wait for Mashiach, you can only do it till he comes. After he comes, you can't wait for him. But the concept of believing in Mashiach, he's saying, even after he comes, the mitzvah is to continue believing in him.
Something's in front of you, it's so obvious. Mashiach can't be so obvious. He's running the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, but when you say it's not a mitzvah, we would sign a mitzvah.
So he's saying maybe the same concept, just with the other words. Maybe now the chiyuv is not that he's going to come, the chiyuv is to continue believing that this is Mashiach.
You can have the Rebbe himself. He's doing wife's and you still don't
Kairach, those Kairach and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu and Kairach, yeah.
And he did Moshe, he did do the course. He did Matan Torah, but you still have to really believe in him.
Something to think about.
It's not believing, it doesn't mean he just comes. Okay.
It's something to think about.
It's not in it. The Rebbe is saying to believe in Moshiach is not in Moshiach. It's not in the
Kuman
for Moshiach.
Something to think about. Something to think about. It's interesting. Huh? So this is the first thing. There's a chiyuv to be machaka for Moshiach. And this is something which is every second we're supposed to have it. Like we say, where does the person get this concept of machaka? When a person feels he's lacking something, and Mashiach is going to add something to him, bring him to a certain completion that he doesn't have, that brings him to this mechake. And to the extent that you daven, because the chiyuv of davening is, we're supposed to daven for what we're lacking. So a yid is davening for Mashiach because we feel we're lacking something. So we have to feel that Mashiach is going to add to us something, complete to us, something that we're lacking. What are we lacking that Mashiach is going to complete for us? So now this is an ice hay that Eva is going to explain. The tzipio al pi halacha, what is the tzipia supposed to be for? Lema. What is a yid looking forward to? We're machake from Mashiach. One of the things it says that when a neshama comes lemaila after he finishes his avodah down here, it's so they ask the neshama certain things. Did you do business honestly? And another thing they ask him is tzipisa li Yeshua. Did you look forward? Were you waiting for the Yeshua? It's one of the things they ask. One of the first things they ask. So, what is the, what, it says Yeshua. What is the Yeshua that we're waiting for? We're waiting for a Yeshua. So the Rebbe brings down that this is really what the Rambam says in the beginning. It's interesting. The Rambam gives an introduction. We just read it. The Rambam starts off saying what Mashiach is going to do. He's going to bring back Malchus based off it. That means the rulership is going to be by the Yidden. We're not going to be under the Goyim. We're not going to have anyone else telling us what to do, forcing us, Chas V'Shalom, to do things against the Torah Mitzvahs. The ones in charge of us is going to be Mashiach, and he's going to be the opposite. He's going to push us to do the right thing. He's going to help us do the right thing. And not only we're going to have the rulership, but we're going to have all the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. With the Beis HaMikdash, we're going to have the capability of doing all the Mitzvahs. And the Rambam says we're taki going to have back all the Torah Mitzvahs. And then the Rambam continues and says, and whoever doesn't believe in him, whoever doesn't await for him, why did Rambam give that introduction? The Rambam could have just started off, Melech HaMashiach, whoever doesn't believe in him, await for him, is Kaifei
B'Teira. Like in the Perush
So the Rebbe explains that the Rambam first has to tell you what Mashiach is about. So then we'll know what we have to believe in. And part of the belief and part of the chiyuv of being mechake is to what Mashiach is about. So what are we supposed to wait? We're supposed to wait for Mashiach. So the Rambam tells us what Mashiach is going to do. And that's what we're supposed to believe in, and that's what we're supposed to wait for. Because what's he about? What's the concept of Mashiach? He has a nice tie. He's handsome. What is it about? What's he about? Exactly. Mashiach is about bring the shlemus of a yid, all the yidin together, the shlemus of the world, the Beis HaMikdash. And there's not even going to be anything disturbing us. And we're going to have the capability of serving Hashem betachas HaShlemus. And Torah is going to be the Shlemus, like it says, that Rambam tells us in Hilchos Teshuvah, Mashiach is going to teach the Yidden Torah and the secrets of Torah. And it says, Teiku is one of the things of Teiku is that it's a Rosh Tevis, Tish bi Yitaris Kushis bi Boy. So when Mashiach will come, all the questions that the Gemara never answered will be answered. This is something we're supposed to look forward to. We're supposed to feel we're lacking. We're lacking the Teikus of the Gemara, we're lacking the answers. And we're waiting for Mashiach to come to give us the shlemus in the Torah, the Pnimis HaTorah, that the certain things we don't understand why, and certain tekels in the Gemara. And then, in general, there's a Yetzer Hara that's making it Shver. And there's mitzvahs that we can't do. And this is what we're lacking, and this is what we're asking Hashem. When we daven for Mashiach, this is really what's supposed to be. This is a yid on the right level, the way we're supposed to be. And the Rambam, it writes this beferish in the Rambam himself. If we look back into the Rambam, in Hilchos Melochim, so it's in Perek Yud Beis, where the Rambam tells us, it's in the last page actually, it's page Shin Yud Beis, all the way in the back, Shin Yud Beis. It's the Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Melochim, Halacha Dalet. The Rambam says, Loi nisavu hachachomim vanaviim liyamei samashiach. This is a different gears of this. Loi nisavu hachom vanaviim liyamei samashiach. This that the chachom and the neviim wanted Mashiach was not loi kedei sheyishu tu hakol ha'olam. Meaning this is going to happen. These things are all going to happen. But that's not the reason why the Chachomim, the wise people and the prophets want Mashiach. It's not that they should rule over the world. And they should rule over the Goyim. Or the Goyim should hold them highly. And not to eat and drink and rejoice. Rather, they should be empty from all other bothers and worries. And just be able to serve Hashem. Elok deshiyu pnuyim b'toyra v'chachmosa totally engaged in Hashem's Torah and Hashem's wisdom. They don't have anything disturbing them. And this is in order to be zeicha this to chayei olam haba. So the Rambam tells us that the Nevi'im and the Chachamim wanted Mashiach, so they should be able to learn Torah v'tachlis hashleimus. Pnuyim b'Torah v'chokhmosas, learn Torah and do the mitzvahs b'tachlis hashleimus. And the Rambam writes a very similar thing in Hilchos Teshuvah. In Perek Tes, the Rambam says over there also. And this is the reason, u'mipnei zeh, in Perek Tes, halacha beis, yis'avu kol yisrael nevi'eyem v'chachmeyem yimeisam melech ha-mashiach, in order that they should be, the wicked governments should not be over us anymore. And they don't allow us to do Torah mitzvahs properly. And we should have this calmness to be able to serve Hashem properly. So it's really mefurish in the Rambam. The Rambam, the Rebbe explains the Rambam, this that the Rambam is telling us. That this is the reason why the Chacham and the Nevi'im want Mashiach. Why is he telling it to us? It's because the Rambam is telling us a certain halacha. The halacha is, the Rebbe writes this in back in the Ha'orah 29, page Chav Gimel, the Rebbe writes, to move on, if the Rambam is telling us that this is the reason why the Chacham and the Nevi'im, it's a Sefer HaHalachas, why are you telling us something that's not Halacha? It must be, this is part of the Halachas. The Halachas is, look, this is the real, what you really, or Yiddish should really be waiting for. You want to know what the Chacham and the Nevi'im were waiting for? They were waiting for a time where they'd be able to serve Hashem. That's what a Yid should really be waiting for. And this is the beard of the Rebbe over here, that yes, we have an obligation, we have to wait for Mashiach. Every second we believe and waiting for Mashiach. Besides the belief, we also have to wait. And it's explained that the concept of waiting adds on belief, because the belief could be, it says, in a makiftika way. Like a ganif also believes in the Eivishir, but at the end of the day he's stealing, because the belief didn't permeate him. When we wait for Mashiach, that shows that the belief actually permeated us. If a person tells you, you know, you believe that there's $1 million somewhere. Somewhere there's $1 million. Okay, I believe. But you're actually not you're not doing anything about it. You're not waiting for it. You're not doing anything about it. But when you really believe in a very strong way, so then, you know it's there, you can actually go and dig it up, and you're gonna... So this that a Yid is actually waiting for Mashiach, and then to the extent we daven for Hashem for Mashiach, that shows that the belief came into a pnimius. So the belief and the waiting are really hand in hand. Just belief means it's more makiftik, and waiting, to the extent that it actually brings us to daven for it, shows that the belief came in a pnimius. If you really believe, so now you really... You really believe, so now we're taka waiting for it. What are we believing and waiting for? So the way it should be on the highest level is is that we could be able to do all the mitzvahs properly and have the Torah b'shleimus. So there's one more thing I want to read on page Chaf Dalet, the Zohar of the Rebbe, a very, very reich zach. Because sometimes we fly high and we forget sometimes about the basics, and that's also not good. What the Rebbe says, a merely gezach. The Rebbe writes that the simple reason why the Torah tells us all the physical greatnesses that are going to happen when Mashiach comes. What's a simple pshat? Mashiach comes, all the simple, the physical abundance that we're going to have. So the Rebbe says, it's over here on the top of Pesach of Dalet, Kivon shechayovim laham and mebiyas Mashiach legam lachis lebiyosei. There's a chiyuv of every year to believe in Mashiach and wait for Mashiach. The Rei Bnei Yisro, majority of the Yidden, ufi ma'amodim u'matzovim atav izman hazeh, the situation we are now in Golos, are not going to be awakened to wait for Mashiach in the proper way if all we know is that there's going to be a ruchnistik again. Only when we know that there's going to be gam, that I've put in brackets, also, or perhaps some people, it's not even also, that's going to be the only thing that will awaken us, is when we know there's going to be physical gain, then it's talking to us. Now we understand the gain. Why are the Chazal telling us about the abundance that we're going to have and the great miracles and the physical abundance we're going to have when Mashiach comes? Why is it? What's in the Geya? How does it help us? Kinegel is manazer is going to help us now. In order that majority of Yidden, the way we stand now in Golos, should be aroused to wait for Mashiach. So here we see two contrasts. On one hand, we're saying the real way to wait for Mashiach, the way the Nevi'im and the Chachamim, the real way is that we want Mashiach for what Mashiach really is. That we're bothered by this peiku of the Gemara. We're bothered that we can't do a certain mitzvah. We're bothered that we can't do the karbonis, begashmis. We're only able to do them through davening or through saying the karbonis, but not begashmis. That's what's bothering us. And we're waiting, we're machaka that we're going to be able to have this. Serve Hashem, betachlis hashleimus. That's the way it should be. That's the way the chacham and the neviim, and that's the halacha. That's the ultimate. But it doesn't mean everything or nothing. And therefore, if I'm not holding by there, I'm not holding by that. So therefore, achas v'sholem, I don't have this obligation and I can't be yetzer the mitzvah of being mechake l'viyase. So for that came the Razal and the Nevi'im, and they told us that there's going to be all good to Zachim when Mashiach comes.
Candies on the trees.
Candies on the trees. Why? So no matter what level we're holding by, we can also do the mitzvah and fulfill this obligation. The obligation is for every Yid. So every Yid has to be able to. So some people get aroused by only the Ruchnius. Some people get aroused only by the Gashmis, and some people get aroused by both. The mixture of both. We're going to have a good balance. We'll have both. But here's the contrast that Rebbe brings down, that it's, yes, there is the highest level. Like by every mitzvah, I've just heard similar examples. By every mitzvah we say that we're supposed to do Torah mitzvahs lishma. But if he is not holding by lishma, so then we're supposed to learn Torah mitzvahs shalei lishma. La'olam, the Rebbe brings down, la'olam, that is the Seder. A person always, that means that is the right Seder if you're not holding by the highest level. And you only start off, that's the way a person goes, step by step. So we have to start off with the lower level of Shalei Lishma to get to Lishma. So if a person is holding by Shalei Lishma, that means he's not doing Torah Mitzvahs properly. For his level, this is what he should be doing, Torah Mitzvahs, Shalei Lishma. And that will bring him to the level of Lishma. It's okay. That's the way it should be. So when it comes to Bias HaMashiach, yes, we know the ultimate is that we're supposed to want Mashiach for what Mashiach really is. For the Shleimus HaTeir of a Mitzvah, and then Alpich Kabbalah and Chzidis is for Gili Elikus Mashiach. Through him, the Eivish will be revealed. And we'll have the Shleimus HaTeir of a Mitzvah Alpich HaLocha. But if I'm not holding by there, therefore, Chas V'Shalom, I should lose that totally. No. For that, the Chazal told us that we have abundance of Gashmis, and that is an incentive, and that's something that, not just an incentive, that's a way how every person could be yetze the mitzvah of achakele and to be maimin and be as a Mashiach.
Sure.
The second son just got engaged.
What's his name?
To Greenbaum, to Grossbaum.
Wow.
Related to Schwager from.
Who's the oldest son? Who's the oldest son?
Menachem, the child in the hospital.
Doesn't he have older sons?
No, that's the oldest son. That's the one that has a sick child. Second one just got engaged to Lachem Tumar in JCF. I'm not talking about Shmuley.
I'm talking about Shmuley from Parsons.
That's his brother Yosker. He stayed. Yeah. Don't get confused. He has heard. So he's making
so nice. Simchas. How's the other one doing?